Blog Talk Radio.
Because he first loved us. Welcome to See the Prayer and Praise. This is your host, Sis Pastor Katisa. We just give God praise, glory, and honor this great morning, this great Tuesday morning, and we can come again. Amen. It's one of the most enjoyable things to be in the presence of the Lord always. Amen. He's always with us. Amen. So he will never leave us nor forsake us. God is great. He is awesome. Amen. And it is such a privilege to come to him in prayer. To his throne of grace and mercy, where we can receive all that we need, because he is our shepherd, amen. We are his sheep. We are the flock, the sheep of his pasture, amen. And it says that in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, amen. And that means we shall not lack nothing, and that the Lord is our provider, amen, of all things. In the book of Hebrews, amen. It says in chapter 13, starting verse 18, it says, pray for us. We are sure that we have a clear conscience and desire to live honorably in every way. I particularly urge you to pray so that I may be restored to you soon. This is written, I believe it's written by the Apostle Paul. It doesn't say specifically, but it's, you know, evident to me, this is kind of written in the type of way he's written in the other books. And but he's the writer of this book is saying, pray for us. And prayer is I believe it's part of our covenant of love with the Father God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said to pray in Luke 18 and never give up. Amen. And so we want to keep on praying, keep on seeking God, keep on seeking his face, giving him glory, because, amen, prayer is a gift that we can give, costs us nothing, but it is a sacrifice now. There is some time, amen, but the glory be to God that We pour out our heart before him. He hears and he answers us mightily. And that is because of his grace. And anything we can contribute, everything in our life, actually, to grace, where we live, how God provides, and even where we work, and you know, the opportunity to minister, to be on the internet, amen, and it's because of God's grace. So we are going to God in prayer right now, amen, coming before him because he is mighty. Oh, yes, he's great. He's wonderful. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bow before you this opportunity, God. Oh, God, it's so wonderful to be in your presence. God, we know that prayer, you desire for your people to pray. You said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. God, we are lifting up your people, God, the saints, the body of Christ, the church. God, your missionaries out there in the missionary field, laborers in the harvest, God. Hallelujah, planting seeds, watering seeds, and you're the one who's making the seed grow. God, you bring the people who have scales on their eyes, God, that they are blinded, but God, you're making them to see the gospel truth. God, you are causing their ears to be open to what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Glory be unto your name, God. Bringing them out of darkness into the marvelous light. Bringing them out of the valley of decision to make up their mind to serve the living God, the one and true, only God. There is no other one besides you. Hallelujah to your name. God, I thank you, Lord God. You are giving endurance and perseverance, God, and persistence to your people. Hallelujah. We are overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. God, I thank you, Lord. You made us more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Can run this race. We can set aside every sin, everything that tries to beset us, God, and hinder us in coming into your presence. And, oh, God, hallelujah, God, and Lord, we thank you that you're taking us from glory to glory, faith to faith, God, and that Jesus Christ, our high priest, is making us holy, God, because you are holy. God, I thank you right now, Father God, hallelujah. You destroy the works of the enemy. Every obstacle moved out of the way of your people. Father God, I thank you right now because you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God, our provider. Hallelujah. Provision, Father God, from the east, west, north, and south. Oh God, protection over all that you've given us. Because it's for your glory, God, and it is for your praise. Hallelujah. We magnify your name on today. We magnify the great I am. Oh God, you are the I am who is sending us, God, into your harvest. God, I lift up these ministries, Gospel of Asia, all ministries in Africa, Kenya Grace Point Ministries, ministries all over the world, doing a great work, Father God, for your kingdom. Oh, hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we lift them up. God, hallelujah, the persecuted church. Oh, God, hallelujah, they're going forth, God, even if they face death, loss, oh, God, in other circumstances. But, God, we know that, God, you will give them the strength to stand, and after they've done all, that they will continue to stand in the name of Jesus. Father God, I give you praise right now. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, for the healing power. For your miraculous healing, you raise up the paralyzed, you raise them up out of wheelchairs, you raise up the dead, you're still restoring life. I thank you for your son Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah, Father God, Jesus, we thank you right now, God, you're Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God, our healer who heals cancer, who heals, Father God, and delivers from addictions. In the name of Jesus, breaking every chain, breaking every chain. Hallelujah, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we see that your people are triumphing. They are victorious. Because, Lord, I thank you. It's not by power or might, but it's by your spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now. Oh, Lord God, we lift up the children and the youth. God, we lift them up to the throne of grace and mercy, where, Father God, you break off the blindness off our youth. Oh, God, they've got so many temptations. God, they're taking them away instead of toward you. But, God, we ask, God, we call them out. Our children and youth, our drug gang, God, we call them out. Father God, we call them out to serve the living God. Revival amongst the youth. They serve you, Father God. Oh, Lord God, Jesus, they're not too young. Raise up some Josiah, God. Oh, raise them up. Raise up some Marys. Raise them up. Raise up, God, these children and youth, that they shall lead their parents, grandparents, other adults, other peers their age. Oh, Lord God, you're able to do it. Nothing's too hard for you. Your arm is not too short to save. And so, God, I give you glory this morning. Oh, Lord God, I praise your holy name. Righteous and mighty God. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, we praise you. Thank you, Lord God Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God Jesus. Mighty, mighty God, we serve. Glory to your name, God. Thank you, Lord, for forgiveness of sins washed in the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, we can praise you and glorify your holy name. Father God, we come before you asking you for strength, energy, courage. Lord God, you said to be strong and very courageous. You told that to Joshua, but you're telling it to your leadership today. Oh, in the body of Christ, the apostles, the prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, you calling us, God, to build up your body of Christ. Hallelujah, Father God, so they will be equipped for every good work, mature believers, in you. So God, we thank you right now. Oh, God, we praise you right now. God, we thank you for the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This morning, God, we praise your name, Jesus. We pray for those in authority, the kings and the presidents, President Barack Obama. We thank you for the prime ministers of these nations, God, that God, that we be able to live peaceful and godly lives and holiness in the name of Jesus. We pray for their salvation. We pray for them to call on the name of Jesus and be saved, them and their household. Father God, we just come before you. We lift up Israel, the peace of Jerusalem. These prayers we lay before your throne of grace and mercy. Oh God, you're wonderful. God, you're mighty. God, you enter us in a mighty way. We thank you for these and so many answers to prayers. We thank you, God. We walk in the light of your salvation, and your word is a lamp unto our feet. We bless your holy name on this morning. To you be the glory, my God, and to you be the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, and praise God. Hallelujah. Our God, he is so wonderful. He is so awesome. I praise God for you. You joined us this morning. Keep us in prayer. Pray for us, just as that writer in Hebrews 13 and 18 said. And Lord God, bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. Turn his face towards you and give you peace. Go with God. Amen. Praise his name.